you have any questions for Vance, go ahead.
Okay, hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Good, Vance. Tell us about how it all came together with the Broncos. Were other teams interested?
Yes, I had a couple other teams that were interested. I actually flew into Denver from Seattle. And, you know, I really like what Coach Kulubiak, I like what he's doing, what he's building. And also Coach Phillips, he's got a great defense. Studied him a good bit when he was coaching for the Texans. So I know a good bit about this game and really excited to play for him.
Vance, where do you fit? Where do you fit in the line?
I can play any position. Really, whatever they want me to do, whether it's D-end or a nose or a three-safety. I mean, it's a penetrating type of defense. So really, wherever they feel that I fit, I spoke with the coaches, and they're pretty impressed that I can play all positions. So, you know, it's really wherever they believe I fit.
How well do you feel you did in the 3-4 last year in Kansas City?
I thought I did pretty well. It's a different team from what Kansas City runs, so you know what Denver's running. And I think I did pretty well, given the fact that I never ran that defense before. I think I did extremely well. I graded out pretty well, you know, as far as my coaching was concerned. So I think I did pretty well. What you're making the rounds in the AFC West here, third different team, and
yeah,
in 3 years. You've gotten to know the Broncos pretty well. What do you think of, you know, a lot of people around here wonder if Peyton Manning's got much left. Obviously, by you signing here, you do think he's got something left.
Yes, I mean, definitely the greatest quarterback I've seen play. And, you know, I have a lot of faith in him, not just him, just the offense and the defense. I mean, we're pulling together a great team and really excited, looking forward to what we're going to do this year.
Get a chance to meet with Coach Kolar today?
Yes, I did. Sure did.
What were your impressions of him?
He's very energetic. You know, he knows his stuff, though. He's very knowledgeable about a lot of things. He watched a good bit of film on me. You know, gave me some feedback about, you know, we talked a lot of football for, you know, a couple of hours. And I'm just, you know, really impressed with him. He seems like a great coach to have, and I'm excited to work with him.
The in the 3-4, what you know about it, you said last year was your first time, but is versatility the key, and is that difficult? I mean, it's hard to get reps at one position, a player like you. You have to bounce around.
Yes. It's not difficult, per se. I'd say it's more of a mental thing. I mean, whatever position you're playing, you just have to know what type of blocks they're going to give you on offense. They can only give you so many blocks. At every, you know, at three different positions on the line. So it's just a mental thing. You just got to know what could possibly come at you, you know, knowing down and distance and everything like that. So it's nothing too worrisome, I guess. It's just one of those things that you pay extra attention to. You need to film offensive lines that you line up at the nose. You know, there's only really two or three blocks they'll give you. So it's just something you know, I guess, before the snap count. And it's not as hard as you would think it is. I mean, every position requires physicality. So, I mean, if you got that, that's really the only thing you need.
Did you text or in contact with Demaryius Thomas?
No, not yet. I hadn't texted yet, but I'm definitely going to, you know,
he's just like College Town.
But this time he's a little bit bigger, so I can't pick on him like I used to.
Well, he's done pretty good for himself. Were you are you surprised at all?
No, just from seeing him when he first came. He came a year after me at Georgia Tech, and he redshirted his first year. And, you know, he was on the look team going against our defense a good bit. And just what he was doing, I mean, we knew he had the potential to be greater than Calvin, and he's definitely shown that. And, you know, he's definitely worked hard and earned all his accolades, and he's a great receiver. It didn't surprise me not one bit, though, what he's accomplished.
Vance, who would you say that you mold your game around, if anybody?
That's a tough question, simply because I try not to mold. I try to be outside the box. I mean, there's not a lot of guys that can play all three positions on the defensive line in a 3-4. So,
I mean, I'm trying to do something, you know. I want to be my best. So it's not anything where, you know, obviously I take Warren Sapp, Reggie White, a lot of the greats that played. You know, I like to emulate what they do in pass rush, but I wouldn't say I try to mold myself. I try to be my own person and put that on film.
You're flying out, or you're flying back home, and where is that right now?
Yeah. Atlanta. I'm stationed in Atlanta.
We're going to have to wrap this up. Vance got a flight to catch here, but we're going to have to catch him at a different time. But Vance, thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you out here next month.